It's still the middle of winter, but already Lola Haskins is thinking about the summer.
As soon as our daughter was big enough, which for us meant the summer she was 8, we sent her to Camp Crystal Lake. Lots of her friends were going to be there too, so we thought it would be a gentle introduction to fun away from home. Like many summer camps, Camp Crystal lets the kids pick their own activities. And since, reading through the brochure the spring before, this was back when home computers were a rarity, all of them sounded great to me. When we went to pick Darcy up, I couldn't wait to hear what she'd chosen. Would it be swimming? Canoeing? Arts and crafts? What? Thinking about all that fun driving over, I hadn't taken into account that my little one and I were going to be so happy to see each other, that any quizzing was going to have to wait until she'd rushed up and jumped into my arms in a way she hadn't done since she was 5. We loved it. She was heavy. Finally, I put her down, and when we got to the cabin to pick up her things, I said, "So, what did you take?" Swimming and archery, the first couple of things she rattled off, sent me reminiscing. But then she said, CPR. And I said, CPR? Thinking, why would an 8-year-old take CPR? Then she got very serious and said, lie down, I'll show you. And she did. 3 years later, this was the child who, when she was away at camp in North Carolina with her little brother and he lost his spending money, she gave him all of hers so he could buy the moccasins he wanted. And she never looked back. That was how she was. At the time, I remember thinking that her choice of CPR said it all. When that occurred to me, I was so struck I wrote her a poem. Here's how it goes. You were 8 the summer you showed me CPR. How I find the ends of the ribs and count 2 fingers. Your sure eyes and small hands told me you would save my life. If I needed you, I had only to faint. Oh, my dear with the Red Cross book, if only you could save my life. If only you could save with your fingers this quick morning, the summer leaves that stop with the wind. And she hasn't changed. When I was having some problems this past year, I didn't even need to ask. There she was with the Red Cross book, showing me what she'd learned.